Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Greenbill the first day, and I'm here with Peter Green, Vice President of Marketing with Interface. Peter, how you doing?
Doing really well, Kemp. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Obviously, you have a lot of points with the whole USGBC because you're front and center. You've got the very striking booth right in the main hall right as you walk in. Congratulations on your location here. I came by earlier today, and there was probably 100 people in here, and you were having some event. So you've got a lot of things going on here. Talk about what you're doing here today.
Well, for us, Greenbuild has always been an opportunity to interact with a lot of the thought leaders in the sustainable environment. And this year, we're hosting a number of activities. This morning when you walked in, we had Bill Browning from Terrapin Bright Green talking about biophilic design. This afternoon, we have Bill Walsh and the Healthy Building Products people coming in for a press announcement. And that's in the interest of encouraging dialogue among a lot of the stakeholders in the green building movement. So we're very happy to be here.
One more comment about your booth. You have very striking panels. I think of all the booths here, you're screaming that you're in the design business, aren't you?
Interesting that you say that. Really, the message here is around biophilic design and the application of those principles and the benefits that application of biophilic design can have on ourselves in the form of better health and better happiness. And we're hopeful that in our conversations with a lot of the constituents here, that in turn that will create a heightened awareness of our impact on the environment. So nature helps us become healthier and better, and we need to be mindful of the impact that we have in turn on the natural world. And that's pretty much the message. You can make that beautiful. And we are introducing here some new carpet products that from our Urban Retreat product offering from Neocon that support that notion a little bit further. So,
along those lines, you even have a jellyfish here on your main podium, don't you?
Yeah, we wanted to bring some invertebrate life forms into the booth, and so we've got three jellyfish. We're still trying to figure out what their names are.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about this product in a little bit more detail. You know, it is actually in a plank format, right?
Correct. This is Urban Retreat Planks. Urban Retreat was a Neocon gold-winning product that was introduced and launched in June of this year in a square format. And we now have a 25 by 100 centimeter format, which is roughly 10 by 40 inches. And what's interesting about it is it does take on the characteristics of a wooden plank and in some of the muted tones that you would associate with natural products like wood and degraded stone. So very pretty. The skinny plank also offers some really interesting installation opportunities that make it very different from the idea of a square.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's been since Neocon, since I've talked to you, to update us a little bit on what's been going on with Interface. Obviously, you've gone through the divestiture of Bentley Prince Street. You're purely now a modular tile company. Tell us what else is new with Interface.
A lot of new product development, a lot of enthusiasm with the organization around some of the new products that have been developed, and we're just moving forward. It's fun. We're having a good year.
A lot of people think of Interface. We're talking to a North American audience. You're a major global company. You're obviously having to struggle with some of the things going on in Europe, but you're continuing to grow your footprint, aren't you?
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, Peter, it's great to see you. Again, we've been talking to Peter Green at the Greenbuild Show in San Francisco, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.